Today on Back to Health.
Yeah, you know, the sagittal nerve covers a wide area from your lower back all the way through your buttocks and down your legs, down both legs, obviously. So the symptoms can be quite different. Some people have just a lot of back pain and maybe some mild leg pain. This is when it gets confusing. I get people with pain running down their leg and have no back pain, yet it's coming from their back. Or they may have weakness in one of their legs compared to the other, or a lot of numbness and tingling, burning sensation, that burning feeling down the leg, or a real deep ache. These are the common symptoms that we see with sciatica. And it's not just the pain. It debilitates people. They can't bend, and they can't sit for long, and they can't get comfortable.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferreño, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Ferreño is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medication. Today, we're going to talk about a very painful back condition suffered by a lot of people. It's called sciatica. Dr. Ferreño, first, I got to tell you, I really find our time each week, it's not only educating me and our listeners about the causes of pain and the natural ways that you have to alleviate that pain, but it's also getting people to contact you who have been told that their only solution is more pain meds or surgery. And they're finding out that you can help relieve their pain without either surgery or pain meds. So thank you. Thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you, Dave. I look forward to our show today. This is actually one of my favorite topics, is sciatica.
Before we talk about the cause and the treatment of sciatica, I'd like to review a bit of your history. It's a subject we've touched on before, but I think it relates particularly well to our topic today. You actually began your chiropractic practice dealing with sports injuries, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I was pre-dental in college, but then after going to a chiropractor a few times from some sports injuries, I started getting the chiropractic. And when I opened up my first practice, I opened up Sports Injury Center because that's one of my biggest passions is athletics and doing sports, watching sports is a big part of my life. So we had Sports Injury Centers for about 15 years until, as you know, decompression changed my life at that point.
Yeah, from what I understand, you yourself, you suffered from some of the conditions that you were treating, which is what led you into the high-tech treatment programs that you now offer to your patients, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, so I suffered, and maybe this is why this is one of my favorite subject matters, is because I suffered from real severe disc herniation, which, you know, also had sciatica. I had the pain running all the way down the leg, weakness in my leg. And I struggled all through my 30s with physical therapy, chiropractic, pain medication. But once I started doing spinal decompression when I turned 40, when it first came out, it was just a game changer for me. It was night and day. It had such an effect that I sold my sports injury centers and opened up disc centers because I just said I could help so many more people. And that's why this is my favorite condition to treat.
So spinal decompression was a real game changer. But even then, since the time that that came out, even more technology has come along, right, that helps you in the healing process?
Absolutely. There's so many more adjunct therapies that we use with, you know, deep tissue laser and shockwave. It just keeps coming. So in me, I'm a technology nut. Anything new, I want it for my practice because I want to help my patients the best we can.
Folks, you're listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and today we're talking about sciatica. Now, I want our listeners to know that our topic today is a condition that we have talked about before. It is a painful ailment that many people suffer from without even knowing that it's the cause of their pain and discomfort. So what we're going to talk about today is going to be of real interest to, well, just about everyone. Let's begin with a definition of sciatica, because many people would describe it as a burning sensation down the back of the leg. Is that an accurate description of the symptoms, or are there even more?
Well, there's a lot more. So it's partly accurate. I mean, sciatica is really pain down the leg, but one of the key things is what's causing that pain down the leg. And and it could be several types of symptoms. Burning's one of them. It could also be just a real bad dull ache down your leg. It could end up with have some numbness at the ends of in your feet. So, you know, sciatica could be very, very debilitating. I mean, literally preventing you from walking, sitting, lying comfortably. I remember what it was like when it took 15 minutes to get from the couch to the bathroom. That's how debilitating this condition can be. And we know your body's filled with nerves, and it's the ones that exit your lower lumbosacral spine, you know, L4, L5, and the lower sacrum segments. Those nerve roots that exit form the sciatic nerve that goes all the way down your leg. It's the largest nerve in your body. And when it gets compressed, it can become the most painful. This is a key. The key part, like I said just previously, is what's causing that compression or that irritation to that sciatic nerve. And that's really what the main focus is of what we want to find out the root cause and then treat that root cause. And that makes all the difference.
So it's really the sciatic nerves being irritated or compressed by nearby tissue?
That is correct. And that nearby tissue is usually a disc bulging or herniating posteriorly into the canal, or maybe even arthritic change that grows into the canal. So those nerve roots are being compressed, and it's nearby tissue that is compressing it.
A lot of people might think that the leg pain is just something that originates in the leg itself.
Well, this is the thing where it gets tricky for people. A lot of times people feel like they just pulled or strained their hamstring or their calf, because it starts with that real tightness in the back of that thigh or into your calf. And but this is the key. If pain's lasting 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 months, years, I mean, I have patients come in where they have this pain going down the leg for years. I don't know how they do it. And because it's been misdiagnosed, or, you know, they just think it's going to go away, and these conditions don't go away. So, yeah, it can really mimic a lot of different conditions. But usually when pain lasts longer than 4 or 6 weeks, you really got to look to the spine. And usually it's an underlying disc issue that's causing this condition.
When does the pain occur? Is it most prevalent when a person is sitting down, standing up, or lying down?
Well, sitting is a big culprit. Sitting and driving are really big contributors to this condition. You know, remember, when you sit, that disc is compressed, you're not moving, so there's no blood supply going into the disc, no fluid and nutrients going in. Remember, the disc stays naturally hydrated via a pumping mechanism. It's a movement-driven pumping mechanism. As we bend, twist, and move, that disc is pumping in new fluid and nutrients, and it's flushing out waste products or inflammation. So when we sit, there's no fluid being pumped in, and over time, that disc actually starts to dry up and desiccate, tear, and then herniate. So sitting is probably one of the biggest culprits, but there's all sorts of other reasons why we could get sciatica or disc herniation itself.
More and more, it seems like people are sitting for long periods with the computer taking over our lives, taking over so many jobs. People are just sitting for hours upon hours, 8, 9 hours a day. That's got to be a common cause for those that you see.
Absolutely, it's a common cause. And you're right. You know, over the last, 20 plus years, we're stuck behind a computer, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you or me, we do it every day.
Yeah.
One, I'm behind a computer a lot, but then I have to get up and bend over and treat patients, and that constant bending doesn't help either, right? Mm. But these are the things that contribute to disc disease and sciatica. And again, sitting is definitely the worst. I tell patients all the time, if you're in front of your computer all day, you've got to get up and move around. Every 50 minutes, take 5-10 minutes and walk, stretch, and get some blood flow going into that area. And I love the new thing I do like is they have these sit-up and stand-up desks. So, you know, those desks can elevate. And, hey, take half the time sitting, doing your work, and then get up and do the other work while you stand. These are little things that can help prevent these conditions from happening.
Folks, that is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And you're listening to Back to Health. Today, we're talking about sciatica. Now, Bay Area Disc Center has two locations, one in Campbell and one in San Mateo. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. Remember, that initial evaluation is complimentary, so you're not risking anything. There's no cost out of your pocket. But what you are going to find out is what's going on that's causing your pain. So again, call 650-977-3701. And I'll give you that phone number again a couple of times before we're finished today. Doctor, before we get into the specific ways that you treat and you alleviate sciatica, let's talk about the end results. I love this. Can you give us a story of a patient who came to you with terrible pain from this condition and how your treatment eased their condition?
Yeah, absolutely. I just had a case we're just finishing up with now, and it's a young man in his early 20s with a large disc herniation in his lower back, L5-S1, and it's compressing his S1 nerve root, which is the one that goes right, forms into the sciatic nerve and goes right down the back of the leg. And he's been dealing with this for several months, probably 6-7 months he had it. He tried everything. He tried acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy. He had one epidural injections, and nothing has been working with him. And so, you know, we did the MRI, we found the large disc herniation, and then we've been started him with the spinal decompression plus a lot of our other therapies, did the deep tissue laser. After he started feeling a little bit better, then we started doing exercises to help strengthen his core musculature. And he, sometimes these young guys, they respond so fast. He responded so well. We've got him already back into his activities. He just went on a long drive, a weekend trip, in which he was very worried about. And he came back and he was just really excited that he's able to do it, right? Because before he couldn't sit in the car for more than, you know, 30 minutes and he was dying in pain. So it's cases like this that really get us excited, is because, you know, this is what decompression was invented for. It was invented to make physical change to those disc herniations to take pressure off those nerves that exit your spine. And this is a case that just worked perfectly with our treatment. And remember, if you just keep working on symptoms and take pain medication or just do some massage and, you know, give you some temporary relief, the condition's not going to go away. Actually, these conditions get worse because that disc herniation continues to push out farther and farther and cause more compression. But this is a condition that makes a physical change to the disc, reduces disc herniation size, increases fluid and nutrients into that disc for healing, and now you can have longer-term benefit for these patients. So yeah, this was one of our better cases.
You mentioned that he's in his 20s, so sciatica is not a, quote, old person's disease.
No, so disc herniation is more common from age 25 to 40, and then as we get older, then the arthritic changes start to happen, the arthritis in the facet joints, losing all the fluid in the disc thinning. And these are all causes of why someone could also get sciatic, because we get it as we get older also. Or the spinal stenosis, which we've talked in the past, where that spinal canal gets narrowed due to these things, disc herniation and arthritis taking up real estate in the area. But disc herniation does happen when we're younger.
You mentioned when we began the program that you could never envision 36 years ago the technology that you have today. Who is at risk from sciatica?
Well, we talked a little about it. Absolutely, people who are in front of a computer sitting all day are definitely at risk. I get a lot of drivers now. So you got Uber drivers, or you got the drivers of these big rigs sitting and driving, especially your foot's externally rotated. That also affects the pelvis. That causes this condition a lot. Those people are very much at risk. Again, people who are sedentary, that doesn't help. You know my motto, motion is the lotion. We got to keep our bodies moving, because as we move, our discs move and pump and stay hydrated. So you have to, and even joints, your joints have to move also. Otherwise, they're more apt to degenerate. But it's not just people are sitting there. I get a lot of athletes, a lot of weightlifters, golfers. These are repetitive stress injuries. A lot of times sciatica doesn't come from just one blunt trauma, although it can, but a lot of times it's repetitive stresses that we do throughout the week, you know, month in, month out, year in, year out, and that disc finally breaks down and herniates and then compresses that sciatic nerve. So there's a lot of different causes, but sitting is definitely probably one of the biggies.
Those are the causes. How can I actually know if the pain in my back or down my leg is sciatica? What are the symptoms? Can you give us more detail on those?
Yeah, you know, the sciatic nerve covers a wide area from your lower back all the way through your buttocks and down your legs, down both legs, obviously. So the symptoms can be quite different. Some people have just a lot of back pain and maybe some mild leg pain. I get people, this is when it gets confusing, I get people with pain running down their leg and have no back pain, yet it's coming from their back. Or they may have weakness in one of their legs compared to the other, or a lot of numbness and tingling. Obviously, we talked about burning sensation, that burning feeling down the leg, or a real deep ache. These are the common symptoms that we see with sciatica. And it's not just the pain. It debilitates people. They can't bend and they can't sit for long and they can't get comfortable. This is where, you know, also now they have a hard time working or doing any of their activities. It's really a very debilitating condition. I tell people, I have the biggest, strongest, toughest guys and they're laying down in my office. They can't even sit. They're laying down while I'm doing their consultation because they're in so much pain. So this is something that if you're getting these symptoms, don't wait. We want to get into the office. Let us evaluate you. A lot of times we're going to need to see an MRI to really thoroughly diagnose the condition. Because remember, x-rays just show bones. MRI shows everything. It shows the disc. It shows the nerve. It shows if that disc is butting up against that nerve causing that sciatica. So get properly evaluated because the first way to start getting better is to know what's wrong and then apply the proper treatment plan to the exact condition that's causing the problem.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo, and today we're talking about the relief of sciatica. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, if what we're talking about today sounds like what you are experiencing, you can schedule an appointment, a complimentary evaluation, by calling 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. And then call 650-977-3701. Don't ignore the symptoms. Don't ignore the pain that you are experiencing. As we have said on previous programs, when you ignore the pain, which is the body's signal that something is wrong, it's only going to get worse. So call 650-977-3701. Let's get to the really good part. How do you actually treat and alleviate sciatica?
One, we have to know what the cause is, but usually it's from the spine in a disc-related condition. So if it's a disc herniation or if it's degenerative disc disease, we are going to treat it with our disc restoration program, and that's several things. And the number one thing, of course, is our spinal decompression treatment. And I hear the word decompression all over the internet, all over TV, and most of it is not correct. It's just, they like the word, it's a big buzzword. But decompression is an actual event, and the event is to be able to put a negative pressure inside the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients to rehydrate that disc and to suck in disc material now to create more room for those nerves that exit that form the sciatic nerve or anywhere in your body. So it's an event of putting a negative pressure in that disc. And you see things on TV, you lay on this or hang upside down, those things don't cause that negative pressure in the disc. And two things need to happen to get that negative pressure. I need to be very specific in where I pull. So if you have an L4, L5 disc herniation, I'm literally plugging that into our decompression table, and it's going to pull at a specific angle for that specific disc. Our table is going to open up right underneath that specific disc. And now I could stretch and decompress that specific disc while keeping, this is a key part, I got to keep your muscles out of play. I can't have any muscle guarding. So our tables gradually ramp up, ramp down, ramp up. They trick your muscles that you're so relaxed, you're probably just going to fall asleep on the table. And now I've targeted one disc. I've got the muscles out of play. I've put a negative pressure in there, caused a vacuum effect. And now I'm bringing in new fluid and nutrients and disc material to actually make a physical change to that disc for long-term benefit. That's the key part of the treatment. But then I have a lot of other therapies that we also do to help this condition.
What else do you do in addition to the spinal decompression? That I know was a real game changer, wasn't it?
That's the game changer. And you're on that table for about a half hour, and most likely you're going to take a nice nap and fall asleep. You know, when you come in our office, you should feel like you're at a spa. It's very relaxing. Nothing hurts. It's a painless procedure. But after you get off that table, then I may put a muscle stim machine with some ice on your back to reduce any muscle tension or tightness and reduce inflammation. And then they'll go to another room where they'll get deep tissue laser. And laser helps speed up tissue healing. It reduces pain. And it's really good at reducing inflammation. Our lasers are strong and powerful. They produce heat. The heat's not doing the trick. It's the photon. It's the light therapy that are actually taking unhealthy cells and making them healthier. It actually makes a physical change to the cell, improving more energy in the cell. And that helps reduce pain and inflammation in that area. And that feels really nice, a nice warmth. It feels really good on the patient's back. And then as the patient gets better, we don't do this right away, because I think a lot of therapists make mistakes of doing exercises right away for sciatica, and it actually irritates the condition. So we want to heal that disc first, get the patient out of some of the pain that they're out of, get them moving a little better, and then we want to really start working on core exercises and strengthening, because that's important to help maintain the health of that disc. And then we also do some chiropractic or intersegmental mobilization. We want to keep joints moving and functioning. If the joint moves and functions better, the disc pumps better, and you also move and function better. So that's also part of our program a lot of times.
I got to tell you, if I'm one of your patients, I would be tempted to say that you perform magic.
Well, I don't know if we go that far, but I do think we help a lot of people. And I think the patients really enjoy the treatment. Every aspect of the treatment feels good.
Can you give us one last word of hope to those who are listening and they're suffering a lot of pain because of sciatica?
Yeah, there's a ton of hope if you do the right thing. You know, if you're just going to take pills and mask those symptoms with medication, the condition's going to worsen. Spinal decompression, remember, this is not a chiropractic thing. It's invented by Dr. Alan Dyer and Harvard neurosurgeon Norman Shealy. They invented this treatment to treat disc disease, disc herniation, and sciatica. And it works. I'll tell you, it works because it worked on me. That's why I do what I do. And it could really change your life. It could be a life-changing type of treatment, but you have to do the right thing. If you're doing things that just work on symptoms and not the core problem, you're not going to get anywhere. But we're gonna find out what that core problem is, and we could really make a possible change in your life.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health. And you have been listening to Dr. Thomas Farinho. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They have two locations, one in Campbell, one in San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or in your neck or knee, or if you're suffering from what we've talked about today, sciatica, if you are unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. As the doctor indicated, they treat the cause, not necessarily the symptom, with individual customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds, and without losing time at work. You might say that you will say yes to strength and freedom and a pain-free future with the help of Bay Area Disc Centers. Thousands are now pain-free who thought they never could be. So again, call 650-977-3701 or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. We sincerely hope that today's program has been able to give you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Dave. It was a great time. I always enjoy doing this with you.
As do I. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week, right at the same time, for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.